So right before we left for the four-day Thanksgiving weekend, we had the story of what they were calling a disturbing attack outside of the King County Courthouse. A man got off a bus on 3rd Avenue and attacked a defense attorney, just randomly, who was walking on the sidewalk. And it's just out of control, these random attacks. The man was from Georgia. I know they've told us that all the people who are on the streets are the kids who grew up with you and they've just fallen on some hard times. Let's raise your taxes to help your old childhood chums. But the reality, of course, is these are people who are coming from Arizona and Texas and Georgia and from all around the country because the greater Seattle area, the Puget Sound area, is the easiest place in the country to be a heroin addict and to be a street vagrant and to be a drug user. And so this guy just continued attacking the defense attorney. A Metro bus driver tried to intervene. He was attacked as well. Finally, a marshal had to tase the guy and subdue him until other officers arrived. He was arrested for felony assault on the bus driver, misdemeanor assault on the attorney. They said he appeared to be homeless and in need of mental health evaluation. But this guy, Frank Hippolyte, he recently came to Seattle from Georgia. He's been arrested 5 times on the same block as the courthouse, including 2 other assaults. And so, does anybody think we're on the right track around here? Legalizing drugs, not prosecuting people who commit crimes, not jailing people who commit repeat assaults, because we have city and county prosecutors who, county prosecutors, some of them are doing a really great job. But we also have activist judges who have decided that it's better for the criminals for them to be on the street than in jail. And they're making decisions without thinking about their next victims. And they tell me they can't. They can't project. But Channel 4, ComoNews.com, talked with Judge Sean O'Donnell about what it's going to take before we see some change down there.
We have reached a crisis point with conditions on 3rd Avenue in front of the courthouse. Does someone have to die for there to be a response? I don't know. We keep saying it, and the status quo remains.
I do know. The answer is yes. Either somebody has to die, and I really hate saying this, but it's the only other thing that would inspire change. The loved one of our decision makers, or one of our decision makers, would have to be attacked. Then we might see change. But they now just have, and it's obvious and it is such a repeated pattern, they have such callous disregard for all of the rest of us. And I saw what it was like. I only did 1 day of jury duty this summer. But I had to use that 3rd Avenue entrance at the courthouse. And it's a, I don't want to use hyperbole. It's not a war zone outside of there. But it ain't a first world block on 3rd Avenue in front of the courthouse. There are people screaming and wailing and violent and threatening and committing crimes. It is not a first world street in downtown Seattle. And I saw that with my own eyes. And then we have these head-in-the-sand Seattle City Council members like Sally Dime Bagshaw, who says,
and DESC told me just a few weeks ago that they've only had 2 necessary 911 responses there.
Our check showed 84 calls for the fire department this month. The number of police calls was not readily available.
So Sally Bagshaw said only 2 911 calls. And Channel 4 said, well, we found 84 calls. So as long as you have politicians who are going to just make up stats, then we have no chance of things getting better. And then you got Jenny Durkin. What a piece of work she's turned out to be as mayor.
I've asked the judge to come and talk to us. Our responses for people in crisis on that Third Avenue corridor has shifted. We have police doing different emphasis there.
Jenny Durkin, who, by the way, I have yet to confirm this, but a listener emailed me this morning and claimed that she saw Jenny Durkin at her Maui oceanfront resort this morning. So I'm working to confirm that. But I looked, it's an expensive resort, and she ain't paying for the cheapest room with her partner worth $100 million. So if that's true, you know, Jenny Durkin can get away from it all. And she has armed protection. She doesn't have to worry about, you know, what happens to the little people, the working people. She doesn't care about them. So anyway, their new strategy is they're going to close the third. this is so typical. They're going to close the Third Avenue entrance to the King County Courthouse, which is where, since I just used it this last summer, it's all set up. They have lockers if you have to store a gun. They have metal detectors you have to walk through. They have the TSA bag screeners, so you can't smuggle weapons into the courthouse. So now they're going to have to move all of this equipment up to the 4th Avenue entrance, apparently, because their solution. And you see, here's the difference between me and them. My solution would be, we're going to get zero tolerance on all these street vagrant drug-using criminals. And we're going to clean up the street. Their solution is, oh, we're just going to let the drug-using street vagrant criminals take over the street, and we'll just go around them. I'm serious. That's the difference between a normal, because I'm guessing, since you listen to this radio show, I'm guessing you have a brain that actually functions somewhat normally. And you probably, like I, would say, hey, we're going to crack down. We're not going to let the criminals take over the street. We're not going to move an entire courtroom or courthouse entrance to an entirely different block because we're letting the criminals take over. We're going to clean up the street. We're going to crack down, and we're going to put the criminals in jail. That's how a normal person thinks. That's how I think. That's how you probably think. But politicians, can we just move the entrance to 4th Avenue? If 3rd Avenue's bad, then it's bad. We'll just, let's let the criminals have 3rd Avenue. And maybe it'll stay contained. No, it's going to move to 4th Avenue. It's going to move to 2nd Avenue. And it's going to spread from Pioneer Square up to Westlake Park. Because you're letting the criminals take over. The inmates are running the asylum, literally, in this region.